Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
One of my favorite people on the planet, Matt McGloin. Matty Ice, how are you?
Hey, what's going on? It's always good to talk to you, Steve. I'm doing well, man. And be back in City College on Saturday. So really looking forward to that. And hopefully I get a chance to see you, and hopefully we get a chance to catch up.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to that very much. When you're a young quarterback, and at one point you qualified as that, how important was it for you to learn behind a couple of the other guys that were in front of you when you first started here?
Well, it's hard because you feel like you're better than everyone.
Believe me, I know you thought you were better than they were. I got it.
Well, and that's like obviously now looking back on it, you'd be like, well, you weren't, you know. But that's just like it's just the mentality that quarterbacks have. It's a confidence they have. You know, look, in the game of football, you know, only one person gets to touch the ball every play.
Right.
You know, and that's the quarterback. And everybody wants to be in that spot. Everybody, you know, is driven, you know, to get to where they want to be and to reach those goals, to be a starting quarterback and to be a starting quarterback at Penn State. You know, so it's hard. But you understand it's a process. You try to do everything you can every single day to make the most of the physical reps that you're given, but with that, it's what are you doing when you're eating your stands in the back? Are you getting those mental reps? Are you really watching the defense and watching the offensive line and taking yourself through that process so when, you know, the opportunity does present itself to you, you can go in there and deliver immediately? And then for, you know, you asked me about, you know, myself and what it was like when I was a young quarterback. I mean, that's the one rep that I had to be a great rep because I couldn't give my quarterback coach or my offensive coordinator, I couldn't give them the opportunity to say, well, we threw him in there for a rep. He had no clue what was going on. You know, right. I didn't have the luxury of, or, you know, of time or patience or waiting to see what I developed into. I had to be ready to go immediately. So the mental reps for me were just as important as those physical reps.
So there's another element to it as well. How many more reps did you get as a young quarterback in the spring as opposed to whatever reps you could somehow steal in the fall?
Yeah, you know, look, it was hard. You know, I was my first year there, I was lucky if I got a couple throws, you know, doing drill work.
Yeah.
You know, but that's what the time before practice is for and the time after practice is for. If you're a young quarterback trying to make it, trying to compete, trying to prove yourself, and trying to get better because there aren't enough reps to go around, Steve. It's just that's the nature of the business. That's the way the game works. That's the way the position works. You know, and when I got to a point when I was a starting quarterback in 2012, 2011, 2010, obviously, but really when I was solidified as a starter in 2012,
right.
I hated giving my reps up. I wanted to take every single rep every single day. And I would get mad at O'Brien when he's like, all right, Matt, you know, come on out. Let's get the backups a couple reps. Because I wanted every single rep because you never want anybody else. You know, I think Brett Favre said this, Steve. You never want anyone else to feel like they can do your job better than you.
Yeah, no, I was standing there when you got mad at him.
That was probably every day. I think we got mad at each other every day.
My favorite was the spring. Now you're going to be the starter. We all know you're going to be a starter. I mean, and everybody's trying to learn the offense. And my favorite O'Brien saying was, "Oh, just run what you think it is." And you look at him and goes, I know what it is. It's like, okay, like certain things ingrained in your mind. But when it came to younger quarterbacks, all right, so now let's flip the script. You're the only quarterback. You want every rep. But what would you talk to them about? Because you also wanted to be a good steward of Penn State football for after you left.
You know, I think right now, and you know, I'm assuming you're talking about
how Sean needs to approach it. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, look, obviously Sean's a six-year guy there now. You know, he needs to take care of business. He needs to focus on his own job. He needs to focus on himself improving and getting better every single day. The last thing he needs to do is be looking over his shoulder. if you're James Franklin, you're Mike Yurcich, you need to put, you know, if he is your starter, which they've said, right, he's the starter, but, you know, we all know stranger things have happened in college football and at the quarterback spot. And we all know when it comes to football, competition is competition. Anything can happen. But if you're saying the guy's a starter, you need to put your faith in him, your trust in him, your belief in him the whole way, right? This is our guy moving forward. It's just, it's a confidence boost. It's a confidence builder for your quarterback, and especially a guy like Sean Clifford, who has deserved to be that guy right now moving forward. You know, and then since we're talking about younger quarterbacks, Steve, obviously, you know, the highly touted recruits, Drew Allar, Bo Prabula, you know, for these guys, getting those mental reps, making sure that they're well prepared every single day to push to compete with one another, push to compete with Sean Clifford. You know, even though he is the starter, it shouldn't matter because you need to prepare as if you're the starter. You need to try to play as if you're the starter. Everybody's competing for a job day in and day out. But what I think what it comes down to is the physical capabilities of these guys in playing, right? I mean, I understand it's still early. I understand it's still, you know, there's a few left in the spring game Saturday, but we're talking about reps. And for these young guys, like, as we get going in the summer and into training camp, Steve, if you're not developing physically in a hurry, I can't give you reps. I just can't do it. You're going to have to stand in the back and learn, because you got to remember there's another guy on the roster by the name of Christian Vahey who's already played Big Ten football.
Exactly.
One of the Big Ten.
Yep.
So there's talent there. I'm really looking forward. And again, I know the spring game is the spring game, but you'll get a good sense of who's got it and who needs to work on it just by the presence, how they operate on the field. You know, do they understand where the play clock is? They know how to break the huddle. You know, can they spit the language out of their mouth, really, and run and operate an offense? So that's, rather than stats, I'm looking just forward to see the presence of these guys on Saturday afternoon.
Which now brings me to another element you just brought up, and that's the language. Because you did have to change terminology for your senior season. What was that like, learning Bill O'Brien's language as opposed to Joe Paterno's language?
You know, completely different. It was like learning a foreign language. You know, it really was. And I talk about all the times, I'm pretty sure I've talked about on your show before, I used to just stand in front of the mirror, you know, in my apartment and read plays.
Yep.
And pretend I was in the huddle, just looking in the mirror, reading the plays, and I would go from there. There were so many checks, so many alerts. But I wanted that. Like, I wanted to have the opportunity to go out there and be like, well, I don't really like this play, Bill. So I'm going to alert this play, or I'm going to check to this play. And it got to a point where he believed in me, he believed in the offense, that we were good enough to do that, and we were capable of doing that, because his whole philosophy was built around, we don't want to run bad plays.
Right?
We don't want to jam a run up in there just because it's second and four. And, you know, that's the play, and let's just move on after that. Like, no, I mean, if the defense is playing, you know, single high zone, or they're playing cover two, whatever it means, we want to gash them for a big play. You know, we want to make them pay for that. You know, but that's, yeah, it was different, you know, learning that, and I'm sure it's different for these young bucks there right now. But I was just talking about the process itself, and that was one of the most important things for me early on, was getting in the huddle, saying the play with confidence, breaking the huddle, understand where the wideouts were going, the tight ends, the running backs were going, getting to the line of scrimmage going, and operating from there, understanding the routine and what it was. And I think that's one of the biggest things for these young guys right now, is figuring out what routine works from them, play in and play out.
The game probably feels like it's 100 miles an hour when you get in the first time, and then it slows down eventually to about 5 miles an hour. How long did it take for you to, in game action, to go from that feeling of 100 down to 5?
As soon as I got hit.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, even, you know, in the NFL, the XFL, you know, Penn State, what, you know, you get out there and you're just, you know, everybody is excited, you know, everybody's having fun, you know. And I mean, I really was able to first settle in when somebody would hit me. You know, and I remember there'd be a few plays in, or, you know, a drive or two in. I remember thinking to myself, I'm like, I wish somebody would just, you know, plant me into the ground here and hit me right in the back. Yeah. just so you could get it over with and get settled and get playing. The speed of the game is certainly a bit of adjustment. That's what's practiced for. That's what you work on your footwork for, throwing routes on time. Everything stays in time. Everything stays in rhythm. So you see that. But in terms of what you're looking at, right, defensive line, linebacker, secondary, leverage, depth, things like that, that goes back to what I was just talking about with the process and what your routine is. And every quarterback has one. Every quarterback has a different one. But that right there is how you slow the game down mentally, Steve.
Finally, and you alluded to this in a previous answer, but just reiterate one more time. As you're sitting there watching the four of them work on Saturday, what will you watch for that tells you that X guy is going in the right direction?
Yeah, the process of it, their presence, you know, yeah. How you look, how you're walking on that field. Are you in control or are you out of control? Right, that's what I'm looking for. Are the 15 practices more important than the spring game Saturday, Steve? Yeah, probably. We know it's a watered-down offensive game plan. We know you're going to be running a lot of the same stuff, a lot of simple concepts, things like that. Can you perform in a dress rehearsal, game-like atmosphere in front of 100,000 people on a Saturday afternoon in Beaver Stadium, right? Running out of that tunnel with the helmet on, the black cleats, nothing's on the back of your jersey. Can you run out and do that? Can you take a hold of the offense or the defense or whatever it may be, and can you put drives together, find completions, know when to take shots downfield, know when to check it down, get the ball out of your hand on time? That's what I'm looking for, and I think that'll tell a lot, and that's what I was talking about. I don't necessarily care, if a guy is, struggling statistically, or even if he throws an interception here or there, right? Mistakes are going to happen. Turnovers are going to happen. How does he bounce back? How does he respond? It's just that's what I'm looking for the quarterbacks. And, it'll be interesting to see, who performs well, who plays, who plays a lot, who plays when and there isn't necessarily that important either. But it's just who looks the part is something that I'm excited to see on Saturday.
My friend, it's always a pleasure. Thanks so much. I look forward to seeing you Saturday.
All right, absolutely. Thank you.